This evening, I want to talk a little bit more in detail about the various scenarios in which a non-Jew touches a bottle of wine belonging to a Jew, and when will that prohibit the wine, when not. And this is very practical, common scenarios. One has a non-Jewish cleaning woman in the house, non-Jewish aide in the home. One has a bottle of wine that one forgot was not mavushal, that is lying out, and she or he puts it away, either in the fridge or in the kitchen, the dining room, wherever it happens to be. Under what scenarios would the wine become usser, and what scenarios not? Now, we mentioned yesterday the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Tes, where the Gemara speaks of a non-Jew who plunged his hand into a barrel of wine to grab an esrog that had fallen in. And the Gemara says, Rav Ashi instructed the individual standing there, quick, grab his hand, so he shouldn't move it around in the wine, because so long as he's not mishach sheikh, so long as he doesn't shake the wine, it will not become forbidden. And the Rambam we quoted as well, in Hilchos Machal Sisuras writes, Ketzad hi hanegia she'oser ba ha'akum hayayin, what kind of contact will make the wine prohibited? Says the Rambam, she'yiga b'yayin atzmo, if he touches the actual wine itself, b'yishach sheikh, and he shakes it, he moves it around. So that was what we mentioned yesterday from the Rambam, from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Gemara, that nigi alone doesn't seem to prohibit the wine unless there is shichshuch, there's some sort of shaking of the wine. Now what's interesting to note though is that when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Kuf Chav Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ketzad hi hanegia she'oseba ha'ovid kachavim hayayin behana'a. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Dalet Yud Aleph quotes this din with regard to whether the wine becomes aser behana'a. The Shulchan Aruch says, if he touches it with his hand directly to the wine and he's mishach sheikh, he moves it around, that prohibits the wine behana'a, which seems to imply that touching without shaking it around won't prohibit it bahana, but might very well prohibit it bishasiya, to drink. Now that's an important question, because the Taz, in fact, writes as follows. The Taz writes that although the Rambam that we just quoted seems to say that negiyah alone, touching it alone without shaking it around, will not prohibit the wine at all, but the Taz quotes the Ravid, and the Taz says that the Ravid holds that maga ba'alma below shichshuch, just the non-Jew touching the wine, even without shaking it around, will prohibit the wine bishasiya, will prohibit you from drinking the wine. The necessity for shichshuch is if you want to asit bahana, to prohibit you from even selling the wine. That's what you need the shichshuch for. But according to the Ravid, says the Taz, even just the non-Jew touching the wine itself will prohibit you from drinking the wine. So writes the Taz in Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Katan Tes. And the Shach, however, writes that granted the non-Jew touching the wine without moving it around will prohibit it, therefore, bishasiya, to drink it. But the Shach writes, Bizman Hazeh, for Ashkenazim, according to the Rama, Bizman Hazeh, when non-Jews are generally speaking not menasech l'avodah zarah the way they once were, so if there's a hefsid involved, there may be grounds, the Shach says, to allow one to drink the wine if the non-Jew only touched it. The Shach writes in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Katan Lamed that if the non-Jew touched it only without shaking it around, so it's mutter bahana, it's only usher to drink it. So nowadays, when most non-Jews anyways are not menasech l'avodah zarah, if there would be a hefsid involved, there are grounds to allow one to drink it. Okay, so writes the Shach with regard to, once again, a non-Jew who touches the wine and doesn't shake it in the process. So, once more, we said that when it comes to a non-Jew touching the wine, and by that I mean the actual wine itself, he touches the wine with his hands. If he's nogea and he's meshach sheikh, touches it and shakes it around, that's usher to drink and usher to even get hana. You can't even sell it. Down the drain it goes. If the non-Jew, however, merely touched it and didn't shake it around. He was not Meshach Sheikh. So under those circumstances, the Taz writes, based on the Ravid, that one still cannot drink it. One can, however, get Hanah by giving it away as a gift. Tell the guy himself, you touched it, it's yours. Have a nice time. You can get Hanah from it, you can sell it. The Shach writes that if it's a Makom Hefzid, it's a really expensive wine that you had, and if you could, you would drink it, even though the guy put his hands into it. So the Shach says, if it's a Makom Hefzid, Bezman Hazeh, that most Goyim are not Ovdei Avodas Kochavim, like they once were, so since Me'ikar din it's Mutar Ba'anah, it's only Asa B'Shasiyah, there'd be Makom Wahaka B'Makom Hefzid to even drink it, says the Shach. Now all of this, as I said, is only when the guy touches the wine itself, but how common is that? Hopefully people aren't going around putting their fingers into your wine. You know, in the typical household scenario, it's not the most common shaila you're going to find. What's the more common shaila? Far more common shaila is I had a bottle of wine on the table. I forgot it wasn't mevushel. Had a non-Jewish cleaning woman in the house, and she cleared the table. She took it off and put it back in the fridge, put it back in the kitchen. That's the more common shaila. So what's the halacha in that regard? So the Rama writes in Simon Kuf Chaf Dalid, Sif Yud Ches, in Kuf Chaf Dalid, and Yeradeya, Sif Yud Ches. The Rama writes the following, very important halacha. The Rama says, Kol Shekein, certainly, says Rama, She'eino Oser B'negiyas HaKli L'chud. If a non-Jew touched the bottle of wine, forget about for a moment clearing the table, just touched it. Touch the bottle of wine, that alone is not going to aser. So before we get to clearing the table, putting it away, there's a bottle of wine on your table, it's not mevushel. Your cleaning lady reaches out for it, grabs it. You say, oh no, leave it there. So she touched it. Touching alone is not going to be a problem. She didn't touch the wine, she touched the bottle. Touching the bottle alone, says Emma, is fine. Okay, so if that happens, nothing to worry about. She touches the bottle, he touches the bottle, not a problem. But what happens if you didn't catch her in time? She takes the bottle and she puts it away. She picks it up, carries it to the fridge, carries it to the kitchen, puts it away. What happens now? This wasn't just touching. This was picking up and carrying it away. What happens then? So, let's assume for a moment the bottle is closed. A cork. Perhaps there was a cork in there, you put the cork back in, you forgot to take the bottle off the wine, you left it there, she put it away. Or you had a corked bottle of wine sitting somewhere in your dining room, in your living room, or in your kitchen, and you left it there, and the cleaning lady moves it around. So the halach here is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Kuf Chaf Hey Siftes. Simon Kuf Chaf Hey Siftes. And this is all collected in Sefer Yein Malchus. He accumulates and puts all together all these sources. Simon Kuf Chaf Hey Siftes. Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Ha'avir Ha'ovid Kochavim Nod Shal Yayin. A non-Jew moves, that's our shaila now, he moves a flask of wine, Mimakum Lamakum, from one place to another. He's holding the opening of the flask in his hands, which the Shach says means that it's sealed, it's closed. So he's moving a closed bottle or flask of wine from place to place. Whether the bottle says the Shulchan Aruch is full, whether it's partially empty, mutter, it's mutter. And he writes, even if in the process of moving it, the yain is misnadneid, even if as the guy is putting it away, the wine is shifting back and forth, it's shaking back and forth as he's carrying it or as she's carrying it from the kitchen to the dining room or vice versa, it's permissible, she'ein derech nisuch bekach. Because it's not the norm for a non-Jew in Ovei Avodah Zarah to be in nasech wine when it's in a sealed flask and a sealed bottle. That's not a concern. Because that's, I think, one very common scenario. Very common, Shaila. Corked bottle of wine. It's not double sealed like it is when you get it in the store. You had opened it. You had taken some of it already. You then put the cork back in. It's now sealed. It's sitting somewhere in your house. Your non-Jewish cleaning lady moves it around, puts it away. As long as it was closed the entire time and she moved it or he moved it back and forth, even if the wine is slushing back and forth as they move it, that does not aser the wine. Again, she didn't touch the wine itself. She touched the bottle. She moved the bottle. The wine was maybe perhaps moving in the process, but the bottle's closed. That is not a problem.
You could buy, wine, and touch the wine from the wine store.
Well, when you buy from an non-Jewish wine store, it's always double sealed. If it's produced by a Jewish company and it's certified kosher-wise, it's always double sealed. So that's not a shayla. That's for sure fine. I'm saying even when you've opened it, and there's only one chosim now, it's not fully sealed. It's just a cork put into it. It's not fully sealed. Still, it's okay in your home, I'm talking about. When you have taken something to drink, you close the bottle again with the cork, and then a non-Jewish household cleaning help moves it, as long as it was closed the entire time, even though he or she is moving it from room to room and it's shaking as he or she moves it, still permissible. That is still okay. What happens in the following case? What happens if the bottle of wine is open? That's a little bit more of a serious shaila. Bottle of wine is open. Why would it be open? You had it on the table. Cleaning lady comes to clean the table, clear off the table, and clears everything, including the still open bottle of wine. This already is a bit more of a shaila. Because here we look now in Simen Kuf Chaf Dalid. Simen Kuf Chaf Dalid. So let's take the following scenario. Let's take the following case. He or she pours you some wine. We mentioned this yesterday in passing, in the Tshuva, in the Negros Moshe. He or she pours you wine. Now, if he or she, who's non-Jewish, pours you wine, again, even though they didn't touch the wine itself, they just touched the bottle, but this is clear in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chav Dalet, Sefir Ches, Notal Ovid Kachavim, Kli Shal Yain, V'Higbio V'Yatza Kayain, he or she picks it up, pours the wine, Afapi Shalo Shech Shech, even without shaking it, Nasa, the wine is Aser, Shari Ba, Hayayin Mikocho, because the wine was poured as a result of the non-Jew's intervention or actions. That's in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, Sefir Ches, that if a non-Jew picks up an open bottle of wine, pours out some wine, everything in that wine bottle, that wine becomes usser. It all becomes usser. Yes, that's exactly what Moshe's Tshuva was about yesterday. We quoted Moshe's Tshuva and it goes Moshe that people ask you, Moshe, if I have a gloved waiter, white glove service at a wedding, and they're pouring non-Moshe bottles of wine. They're not touching it, their hands are gloved. And Moshe said that doesn't make a difference. They're touching the bottle, they're pouring the bottle, that's usher, says Moshe. No such heter. Right, so pouring a bottle of wine for sure is usher. That is for sure usher. That you can't do. Now what happens, okay, so we said so far we had a non-Jew touching a bottle of wine, touching it is not a problem. Pouring a bottle of wine, that is a problem. All non-mavushal, all non-mavushal, right, all non-mavushal. A sealed or even just closed or even just corked bottle of wine that the non-Jew puts back in the fridge or puts back in another room without opening it, that's fine. What about if the bottle of wine is opened and the non-Jew now moves that bottle of wine? So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh mi she'omer, this is in Kuf Chaf Dal Tzif Yud Zayin. Yesh mi she'omer, some say, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shem ochaz ovid kochavim bikli pasuach shal yayin v'shich shecho. Nandru takes an open bottle of wine and shakes it, even without touching the wine, even without picking it up, it's usur. And the Rama says, well, if it's a makam hefsid, we can assume that shaking the bottle of wine is only problematic if the non-Jew picked it up. Meaning the machlokas Raman Shulchan Aruch, if the non-Jew shakes the bottle of wine without picking it up. That doesn't seem so common of a scenario. Why would a non-Jew shake the bottle of wine without picking it up? But the Raman and Shulchan Aruch both agree that if an non-Jew picks up the bottle of wine and shakes it, that would be problematic. So, based on that, the Sefer Yain Malchus says the following. He says, a non-Jew touches an open bottle of wine. If he picks it up but doesn't shake it, the wine is still mutter. Picking it up without shaking it, the wine, he writes, is still mutter. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that if
he picks it up without shaking it, nothing happens to it. Apidin. That shuchshuch is critical once again. Here the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kufchav Dalet, Sif Yurches, that Higbiya velo shichshech velo noga mutter. If a non-Jew picks up the bottle of wine, doesn't shake it, doesn't touch the wine itself, it's mutter. Okay, which would be in the Charef, the non-Jew moves an open bottle of wine from place to place without giving it a shake. Shulchan Aruch says that it is mutter, that it is mutter. Okay, so that's also very relevant, very important child. This is again a quote in Sefer Yen Malchus as well. The non-Jew picks up an open bottle of wine, so long as you haven't shaken it, he hasn't shaken it, she hasn't shaken it, it is permissible. Meaning an obvious shake, which again, not so likely to happen. If they're just simply moving it from room to room, putting it away, what's the likelihood they're going to bedafka shake it? I don't think that's such a common scenario. So according to the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch there, from Kufchav Dalet Yud Ches, if a non-Jew takes and lifts up an open bottle of wine, again, pouring it, that's usser. But simply picking it up without shaking it would be mutter. That would be okay. Shimon Kufchav Dalet Sif Yud Ches, Higbiya velo shichshech velo naga mutter. The Shulchan Aruch writes that picking it up without shaking it will be permissible. And again, if he shakes it and picks it up, that's usur. If he shakes without picking it up, that's a machlokas, Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam.